A little bit of the Alpine Symphony ending up on the glacier. Somebody who's been in mountains and ended up on a glacier is Chris Kopczynski. Good morning, Chris, and welcome.
Good morning, Vern.
We're going to talk about the film soon enough, but talk about glaciers on mountains. Are they uniquely treacherous things? Are they exciting? What's it like when you're mountain climbing major peaks and you come upon glaciers?
Well, they're frozen rivers of ice. They have a lot of frozen ripples and cracks in them that are very dangerous. You have to be extremely cognizant of where you're walking because some of the crevasses can be hidden and you can fall into them. But for me, it's a scene of beauty, you know, looking up at a cascading frozen waterfall of ice that's just into these giant tumbling blocks, and it's a challenge to try to get through it, obviously.
Wow. Chris Kopczynski, who has made this movie called Wisdom Earned, and we're going to talk plenty about the movie, but we need to spend a little bit of time with you and your love and fascination of mountain climbing. Was it as a very... I know that your family was very outdoors when you were a little kid. Talk a little bit about your love of the outdoors.
Well, very active as a child, and I loved exploring around the woods in Spokane by myself. And my dad took me on a vacation with a family vacation up to the Canadian Rockies when I was in early teens, you know, 13 or 14 years old, and I looked at the mountains up there by Banff, and when the weather cleared, and that was it for me. It was the epiphany, that the attraction that I wanted to climb to the tops of these peaks. And that's what I'm 66 now, so I've been doing it for over 50 years.
Well, and so you just got right into finding the closest available mountain and starting in. I assume as it would move then from hiking to the more advanced climbing with the equipment.
Yeah, I went through the Spokane Mountaineer School for several years, you know, and learned properly from mentoring adults that taught me well. And then I started climbing sheer cliffs and hanging by my fingernails and trying to climb a little harder peaks all over the world.
Sure. And as you climbed these harder peaks, how early in that process did you make your first climb of Everest?
Well, it seemed like an eternity. The first time I climbed Everest was in 1981, but that was after, you know, 15, 17 years of climbing,
sure.
And so I thought I was really an old man.
Yeah, and because you need every ounce of your ability to do that, right? It just takes
It really does take, yeah. There's no question about that. It takes everything that you have within you to... every brain cell, every muscle cell, all the muscle memory, it takes all your smarts, you know, to go up and down it and survive.
And I think in what you just said might answer my next five questions or something about why you made a documentary film, because I assume the experience of climbing the mountain does so much inside you, doesn't it? It's just not another ordinary day in your life.
It does change you. It has changed me. It's, you know, it's been a major part of my life. It's kind of who I am. But the reason I made the documentary is that, you know, from long arguments with my dad, who was a passionate fisherman, very wise man, and I was seeing the world from the top down, and environmentally, we had environmental arguments, you know, about what man was doing in changing things, and he didn't believe it until the last 4 or 5 years of his life, and he finally started agreeing with me. And so I made what I decided to do. You know, I've climbed a lot of mountains with flags, and I've seen busts of, you know, climbing in Soviet Union, saw a bust of Lenin on a peak. It ruined my day. But and then I you know, now Aconcagua, people, the Incas used to take babies up to sacrifice. So I thought, I'm going to take my dad's favorite fishing lure to the highest coastal mountain in the world as a pilgrimage to him. And so that got set in my brain about 10 years ago, and I sat off and eventually ended up with a partner, Lon Gibby and Gibby Media Group, to put this movie together without, and it took years to do it.
So the
climbing the mountains, easy symphonies, or
right. So the actual climb was what, about 10 years ago, or give or take?
Pardon me?
The actual climb you did?
It took me three different expeditions over a period of 4 years. I spent almost 10 weeks of my life on the peak. It's the highest coastal mountain in the world. That's where Glacier Bay produces all these giant glaciers, over 150 feet of snow. So it really gets hammered by weather, and you have to be very careful to get the right day to attempt it. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of patience.
Yeah. So it was the issue. So even though Everest obviously is the highest mountain in the world, is the big prize, I gather every mountain has its unique issues.
You know, Vern, you're very perceptive. I don't consider any mountain easy. They all have a separate personality, a separate reason for climbing it, that they all have different routes you can take. They all have their own unique beauty. With my wife Michelle, we just climbed Mount St. Helens, and I thought that was a couple of days ago, and felt just as good as climbing Everest, actually.
and so then in making this film, Wisdom Earned, I guess talk about the title of the film.
Well, it comes again from my dad. He was had a lot of soliloquies and a lot of wise words that he mentored us kids with, and so I'm trying to, I guess, leave a legacy for my kids to listen to in some of these sound bites that we put in there. There's a lot of lessons that I learned. It's a documentary about my life, a few chapters from it, and a lot of mistakes in there, a lot of drama of what I did wrong and what I did right that has given me my success such as it is, yeah. If you call climbing mountains a successful life, I do, but
I would say one could. And so so things you've learned, I guess, about every subject, about everything internally, externally, the world, what are kind of some of the areas that you cover in the learning involved?
Well, most of it for me is there might be some flat earthers out there listening to this, but the world is round, and we have a finite planet to deal with. I don't think a lot of people understand that. The lesson that comes back to me is I've said in my movie, I think the Earth should be treated as a giant national park, and I know that'll infuriate a lot of people, but we have an astounding planet that we live on. When you see it the way I have, I don't really know how to put it into words. What a beautiful, I guess the closest we come as humans is in music, and that's why I can love your show, Vern.
and so you do have a lot of environmental issues, because I suppose when you climb a mountain, you can look out and see that the sky is not as blue as it maybe once was.
For 50 years, since I'm climbing in the Canadian Rockies, I would notice years ago, and I would tell people that the smog from Los Angeles was going into the valleys up by Banff, and, you know, finally that was put out by the scientists. See, this is what was actually happening. Yeah, you do. It becomes, I think we're, climbers are ultra sensitive to that, and we've seen these glaciers retreat remarkably. And, I think it's finally been indicated that 99% of the scientists believe that we are part of the problem of our, but we can correct, there's hope for all that. What I focus on in my movie most of all is the fishery, the world's fisheries. We are down to a few free-flowing rivers that produce all the protein in the world for people, And there's a lot of people that want to build mines at the tip of the Nooshaq and the Quijack Rivers up in the Bristol Bay. And, you know, that infuriated me. That's what really got me to do this movie. It really was the crystalline moment that I said, I've got to do this. I'm not a politician, but I want to try to communicate my symphony in film and music to people that we need to be more careful with our decision making. You know, if I can inspire one politician to think liberty and environment, I'll feel successful.
Yeah. My guest, Chris Kopczynski, whose movie, along with he and Lon Gibbia, the producers, Wisdom Earned, is a week from tonight, Wednesday, October 8th at 7:30 at the Bing, and tickets through the normal Tickets West outlets that one can easily find. So you also, in addition to making this movie out of your commitment, you became the second generation of your father's construction company. How does that influence your day-to-day work?
The influence it had on me was again the world communities have gone green, you know, with green buildings, and that's a delight to me, actually. I mean, that just the thought process in construction, because it's the largest gross national product of the United States, construction industry and the related fields and the jobs it produces and everything.
And the materials it uses.
And the materials it uses. But the movement for green has helped people think clearer about, just for instance, you know, the Columbia River system had 17 million salmon coming up, but now there's over 400 dams in the Snake and the Columbia River tributaries that didn't need to be, that many of them were done without fish ladders. But in the future, we need to think environment and liberty like I mentioned, mm-hmm. in construction particularly, because it's such a huge part of the gross natural product in the country. And I've been a builder my whole entire life, and it, you know, there's a lot of good buildings, and then there's some that aren't so good.
So, obviously the result, the function and efficiency of the building is your primary product, but even in the process of building it, how has it changed in your life to use fewer resources to build a building?
The fewer resources that we can use, the better. I think the best thing that's happening now is the conservation of heat and gas products, and the use of solar and the use of wind power. That movement is really going to take the pressure off of using natural gas, because buildings do produce most of the carcinogens in air conditioning and heating. So that's changed my thought process. I'm basically on the end of my career in the building now. Had a long career and kind of worn out.
And what about the longevity of buildings, so that buildings are not just built for 20 years and then all that concrete is bulldozed down into a landfill somewhere?
The answer to that question is Europe is way ahead of us. The United States is kind of a throwaway society. You know, I've built many schools where 20 years later, and they're built out of green products, glass, mortar, brick, concrete, and they're temporary. It really is frustrating. And in Europe, you'll go into a building that's 1,000 years old or 2,000, and that's hopefully the way our country will start thinking. Because we have all the products, we have the know-how. It's again, it's political, and we're used to a certain way of building, but we need to build long range. We need to think 6, 7, 8 generations ahead in our thought process. And that, again, comes down to politics.
Sure, yeah. I guess Chris Kopczynski and his film Wisdom Earned, you say this is harder than climbing the mountain has been the 10 years to make this film.
I could have climbed Everest 2 or 3 times for the amount of effort.
And it was huge effort to put this film together, but thanks to my partner Lon Gibby, I got it done.
So this is the debut. This is the coming out party a week from tonight. So that you're going to sit there, kind of biting your teeth to see if anybody likes it.
No, I'm going to answer every question that people ever had about mountain climbing. You don't want to miss the opening. Okay. I had a big surprise, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm really excited.
So that's Wisdom Earned a week from tonight, 7:30 at the Bing, October 8th. Chris, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And let's go out. Let's go right back to that mountain and start with the storm and move from the thunderstorm to the descent, the sunset, the epilogue, and night, the conclusion of the Alpine Symphony of Richard Strauss.